guy can't even turn his back in this house. I left my screwdriver right there. Now, where is it? Pack rat.
Yes. Did you lose something, Buck?
Did you take my screwdriver?
Huh. Hey, do you know, are there any more newspapers or magazines?
So you're the newspaper thief.
Our class is having a salvage drive. We're going to give the school something to remember our class by.
How am I supposed to open these stupid paint cans with my teeth?
Maybe a bird bath.
What?
There's a spot between home economics and industrial arts that our class is going to put a bird bath. That's why we're collecting all the papers and junk.
Oh, swell. Yeah.
You know, a guy could get to be a millionaire just selling junk.
Well, it'll be nice to have a millionaire around the house.
Hey, what color are you going to paint the chair?
Amaryllis and Matador.
No kidding.
And no kidding.
What's the matter with you?
Nothing.
You playing one of your goofy games or are you hiding from somebody?
That clunky Freddy Selby's hanging around again.
Oh. But maybe there's some more newspapers out in the garage.
Can I paint?
Not today.
Hey, it's dripping down all over the paper.
Now, why don't you go out and play someplace?
Because I don't want that clunky Freddy Selby to see me. Well, what a mess.
Now, since when have you become an art critic?
Well, here's the screwdriver. I found it laying out in the driveway.
Right.
Hey, Chip, that kid's still hanging around out there. He says he's waiting for you.
Well, tell him I'm not here.
I couldn't do that. He already saw you come in.
Now, Chip, why do you just leave that boy stand out there? Go out and see what he wants.
I know what he wants.
What?
Nothing.
Why don't you like him?
Because he's a clunk, and I think he's chicken, too.
Now, there's a new one for you. A clunky chicken.
He's always got to hang around here. Why doesn't he go faster somebody else? Chip!
Now, you go on out there and play with him.
Jeepers, Buck, do I have to?
Yes, and be sure you're nice to him.
Okay, I'll do it, but I'm not going to enjoy it.
These doggone kids.
Hi, can you play?
I guess so.
What do you want to do?
I don't care. Anything you want to do.
I don't care.
You want to pitch ball caps over at my house?
I don't care. More milk, Chip?
Yes, please.
I hope this won't spoil your appetite for dinner.
No, ma'am.
Freddy, you haven't touched your milk in dishes.
I'm not hungry.
Well, you can't be like Chip unless you eat. To hear Freddy talk, there's nobody in school but you.
What were your boys up to this afternoon?
Oh, we just messed around.
You didn't go out of the neighborhood on your bicycles, did you? I was reading about two boys just your age.
Why don't you show Chip your room?
You want to see my room?
No, I better get going or Bubble gets sore. Thanks for the milk and cookies.
Hey, you better take a few more for emergency rations, huh?
No, thanks.
Goodbye, Chip. Come again.
Okay.
Darling, see your guest to the door.
Chip's a nice boy.
Yes. I wish he and Freddie would play here at home, though, instead of wandering off goodness knows where.
Oh, now, Claire, you simply got to let Freddie have a life of his own. Say, you got your gear all packed for Crooked Lake, son?
Yeah, but I wish we didn't have to go.
Freddie, dear, we planned the week just for you.
For Crooked Lake's a wonderful spot. You'll have a lot of fun.
I'd rather stay home and play with Chip.
The trouble with you, Mike Douglas, is you're too narrow-minded. You're afraid to get down to fundamentals.
Oh, hi, Dad.
Hello, Mr. Douglas.
Hello, Amy. Mike?
Something came up in psychology class that Amy and I don't quite see eye to eye on.
Well, let's leave it up to your father.
Okay.
What is talent, Mr. Douglas? I say it's something a man is born with.
And I say it's acquired.
What do you think?
Well, there's one talent that I've acquired. That's for sidestepping philosophical arguments, particularly on an empty stomach.
Well, look at Mozart. Look at Keats. Look at Raphael.
Okay, I'll give you a few child prodigies, but... Hey, I'm thirsty. Want to get a drink?
Well, it's not just children. Sometimes a man lives almost his whole life before his talent emerges. It was there all along, but without any formal training, it suddenly appears.
Well, like for instance?
Well, look, Mike, talent is a natural gift. It can't be acquired. Either you have it or you don't.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Ida.
Amy.
Hello, Amy. I never could think of your name. Hey, Robbie, bring in another chair from the dining room, will you? This one's still wet. Now, don't touch it. I told you it was still wet.
Who did this?
Oh, I didn't know I left that there.
I didn't know you painted, Mr. O'Casey.
Well, yeah, whenever I get a chance, I like to kind of mess around with the brushes on those chairs and things, but you're interrupted so often around here.
Well, look at this, Mike. Do you know Pollock, Mr. O'Casey?
Pollock? Well, now, let me see. I knew a Mervyn Pollock. He was a barber in Quincy, Mass. He cut my hair once way up to here.
You've arrived at a technique that's very reminiscent of early Pollock, but there's a freshness and vitality there that's all your own.
Wow, thanks.
What training have you had, Mr. O'Casey?
Training?
Well, formal education, instruction in painting.
Oh, I just do it by ear, sort of.
You see, Mike, your own grandfather is a perfect example of natural talent.
Oh, yeah, but, Bob, isn't that one of the papers that you had on...
Answer the phone, Robbie. Answer the phone. Why, I expect that there are a lot of people that paint just as well as I do.
Hello?
This is Mr. Selby, Freddie's father.
Is your dad home?
Yes, sir.
May I speak with him, please?
Yes, sir. Hang on.
Dad, telephone. It's Mr. Selby.
Oh, no! Don't answer it! It's about that fucking Freddie Selby! Now, talk to him!
Well, of course I'll talk to him. And stop shouting. Hello.
Bub, why don't you tell Amy how you happened to create this masterpiece?
Well, it was sort of accidental.
That doesn't surprise me.
Doesn't?
Some of the finest artwork being done today is a result of so-called chance or haphazard techniques.
Yeah?
With your permission, Mr. O'Casey, I'd like to take this and show it to my uncle. He runs the Gallery Moderne.
You mean you want to take this to an art gallery?
It's with Frosty. Only at Sears. Hurry in.
Well, it's very nice of you to ask him, Mr. Selby. A whole week at Crooked Lake, I'm sure Chip would love it.
No, I won't go.
Well, you see, Chip would be doing us a big favor. Freddy's a little slow to make friends, and I don't think he'd enjoy being up there with just Claire and me.
Come and get it.
I'll tell you, Mr. Selby, we're just sitting down to dinner. Why don't I call you back in about an hour, huh? Fine. Why don't you want to go, Chip?
Well, we got a whole week out of school. Why don't I just spend my time with our clunky Freddie Selby?
Tell me something. Does Freddie have many friends?
Heck no. Who wants to play with a chicken clunk?
Well, don't you think it'd be kind of nice if somebody did play with him?
He's seen lots of people play with him. All girls.
Chip, this has never happened to you because, you've got your brothers, Mike and Rob. But a lot of little boys don't have any brothers or sisters. And so they get very lonely. Or maybe they're self-conscious and they can't always quite say the right things. Or maybe they don't wear the same clothes that the rest of the gang wears. Freddie sounds a little bit like that to me. Is that right?
Yeah, but why do I have to get stuck with him?
You don't, Chip.
I don't?
No, I was just saying it might be a nice thing for you to do to... Well, share some of your time with him. Of course, I won't force you to.
Okay, I won't go.
When I say come and get it, I don't mean for everybody to stay up there and gab.
Let's go anyway, hmm?
Dad?
Yes, sir.
Did you call Mr. Selby?
Oh, I almost forgot. I'll go and tell him you can't make it.
Dad. Tell him it's okay.
What's okay, Chip?
I'll go up there with Freddie.
Oh, that's fine. You're sure you want to?
Yeah. I got to thinking how awful it'd be to be a chicken clunk. So I kind of felt sorry for him.
Hey, you're growing up, Chipper.
How come?
Well, one of the hardest things to do in this world is to put yourself in someone else's place. I'll call Mrs. Selby.
Now, Chip, remember what I told you. Behave yourself while you're up there.
Okay, Bob.
Be a good boy.
Well, all set?
Yes, sir.
His father said to thank you, and he's sorry he had to go to work so early.
That's quite all right.
Hey, boy, that's heavy.
Yeah.
Put it right in the back here.
Now, I think he's got everything.
We'll manage.
Here you go, Chip.
Now, Chip, remember, be a good boy. And don't forget to brush your teeth.
Okay, don't forget to feed my lizard.
Now, what on earth am I going to feed a lizard?
It's okay, Bub. There's a big bottle of flies in the refrigerator.
Bye.
Well, maybe now we can have some peace and quiet around here.
Yeah. Say, how come that suitcase of his was so heavy?
Oh, he took most of his rock collection with him. Darn kid.
Mr. O'Casey, guess what? We took your painting to the gallery and we showed it to my uncle.
You did?
Mike, tell him what Uncle Theo said.
Well, he said the thing has marvelous unpredictability. Not only that, he thinks he has a buyer who will flip for it, and he wants to see some more of your work as soon as possible.
No kidding.
No kidding.
Chip, do you think there are a lot of wild animals still in the woods up here?
Boy, I sure hope so.
Did you find your things, Chip?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, good. There. Good night, dear. And if you should have a bad dream, just remember that Mama is right in the next room.
Do you have to turn off the light?
Yes, dear. Now, I know it's not easy for you. But look at Chip. Now, surely you can be just as brave as he is.
I guess so.
Good night now, boys. Sleep well.
Get in. I wish we had a light on. I feel like there's something in this room with us, watching.
The limit, okay?
Okay, do you think it's safe for them to go out by themselves?
Oh, they won't be going far.
Come on, Freddy, let's take turns rowing.
Now, just be careful when you change over, okay?
Darling, be careful.
Oh, he's okay, aren't you, son?
No, I don't want to go on the boat.
Why?
I just don't want to.
Well, you must have a reason.
If he doesn't want to, he doesn't have to.
Look, but Chip would be disappointed. Look, I'll tell you what. I'll go with you boys, okay?
I don't want to go out in the boat.
Why can't they fish here from the shore? You'd just as soon do that, wouldn't you, Chip?
Sure.
Lost, Robbie. Don't you know artists can't stand to be watched?
Grapes.
Don't touch those grapes. They're part of my still life.
Your what?
Still life.
You mean those are grapes? I thought they were purple marbles.
How about you hitting the sack?
Let me know when you're finished with the picture, Bub.
I'll come.
Well,
so I can eat the grapes.
Well, I hope I'm not in your way.
Well, I had to shave, Bub, and you're using every mirror in the house.
Well, how else is a guy supposed to do a self-portrait?
How come you're giving yourself so much hair?
I paint it as I see it.
Which are the ones I'm supposed to take to Amy?
That's right over there.
You painted all these since Monday?
Sure. If I didn't have to cook, I could knock off 20 of these a day.
It's too bad you're not selling them by the pound.
All right, Dad.
All right. Anything for me?
No. Got a card here from Chip, though. Dear Dad and Bub and Mike and Robbie and Tramp.
Well, that ought to take up about the whole card.
I caught a fish. Freddie caught a cold. Mr. Selby took a picture of it. Your son, Chip. Well, he's no Robert Louis Stevenson, but he lets you... At least we know he's alive. What is that, Bub?
That's me. That is, it started out to be me. But do you know something? I think I'll make it a watermelon. That's funny. Now it looks more like me.
Good. Okay, Freddie, let's get a shot of you. Go ahead, son.
Can't we drive Casey Summit in the car?
We agree that you and Chip would go on horseback.
I don't want to.
All right. Claire, you and Freddie go in the car. Chip and I'll ride. What's that, Chip?
Yep.
Here we go.
All I'm saying is Freddie was hurt to see you and Chip go riding off together.
It was his choice, Claire. And I didn't want to see Chip disappointed again. He came up here to do things, to have fun.
He came here to keep Freddie company. And I think it's a mistake to allow him to take chances. After all, he's just a boy.
That's right. Chip's a boy, and he acts an impulse like a boy should.
Caution's not such a bad thing.
Too much of it can smother the life out of a boy, Claire. And just for once, I'd like to see Freddie do something on impulse and worry about the consequences later.
You mean he didn't want any of them?
I'm sorry, Mr. O'Casey, but my uncle felt that these were all too stiff and self-conscious.
Oh, he did, huh?
Well, they lacked the wonderful spontaneous quality of the first painting I saw.
You should have quit while you were ahead, Bub.
Hey, you guys, did you see this postcard from Chip?
No, what does he say? Let's see, Dear everybody, I learned how to identify poison ivy, but I don't itch much anymore.
Come on, Freddie. I don't want to.
Why, Freddie, you don't want to do anything. I wish I hadn't come up here with you.
I'm not stopping you. Go ahead, you big show-off.
Who's a show-off?
You are. Always showing off in front of my dad.
You know what you are? You're a chicken clunk.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
You want to make something of it?
Hi.
Hi.
Freddie, what happened to your eye?
Chip hit me.
Chip, but do you hear what he's saying?
Well, Chip must have had a good reason.
Chip called me a chicken clunk and he hit me.
Oh, this is terrible. Why would he say such a thing?
Come on, Freddie, hurry up.
Hey, Chip, come in here.
We're going turtle hunting, Dad.
You are?
You mean you're not angry with Chip?
Not anymore.
Do you want me, Mr. Selby?
Good time?
Yeah,
back with you. Hey, you got a shiner. Where'd you get that?
Oh, Freddie and me had a real neat fight. And his dad even let me steer the car a little bit. And Freddie caught a great big blue butterfly. And his father said that kind wasn't even indignant to around here.
Wasn't indignant to around here?
Where's Bob?
Bob, I don't know. I haven't seen him in a couple hours. Where is he?
No, he's in the studio.
In the studio?
Yeah, that's the garage. He says when he sells his first painting, he's going to move up in the attic.
Oh, well, come on. He'll want to see it. Jimmy, let's go out and let him know you're home.
Okay.
Bob, Chip home.
Hi.
Hi, Bob.
Hello, Chipper.
How are you?
Gosh, am I glad to see you home. You look great.
Looks like he's grown a little, doesn't he?
Well, he does look like he's grown a little, have you?
Yeah, we miss
you. Hey, Bob, you're dripping all over the place here, aren't you?
Yeah, that's the way I want it.
You do?
Yes. Every great artist has a technique of his own. I've got mine. What do you think of this one?
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's not Superman. It's My Favorite Martian. Stay tuned for two episodes of My Favorite Martian during this twice as nice morning on TV Land.